Welcome to the show called Let's Talk Homeschool. I'm Davis, and this is brought to you by Apologia Educational Ministries. This is the show where we talk about everything homeschooling, the who, what, when, where, why, and how. We want to affirm and encourage you in the decision to homeschool, challenge and inspire you to take it to new heights, and celebrate everything you get to experience along the way in this adventure of a lifetime. We want to remind you, our listening audience, that you can now watch us on YouTube, or you can continue listening on your favorite podcast app. Today's show is titled Victus Study Skills, and we have a guest, Susan Eisen. Welcome, Susan.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. I appreciate your having me on.
Yeah, so we got some interesting things to talk about here. We are a show where we talk about homeschooling, and you have an educational ministry. So first of all, why don't you just give us like the super basics of Victus, and then we'll talk about, you know, why Victus? What's the need for it? So tell our folks what Victus Study Skills is in terms of the basics, the Victus 101. What are we talking about here?
Okay. Our main purpose with Victus is to help students succeed in academics and in life. So it's not just something that you're going to use today as a student. It's something that hopefully you will use for the rest of your life. It came about for a lot of reasons, and we'll probably get into that, but just to give you the basics of what's involved in the course, it's three foundational cornerstones, and it's based on a strategic planning concept as well as study skills. I've been a teacher my entire life. That's a long time, and we have lots of teachers involved in this, and so we've developed a program to help students really learn how to study. And there's three foundational cornerstones. Where am I now? Where do I want to be? How do I get there? So where am I now? It's just very important for us all to understand the times. It's like the leaders of Issachar understood the times and they knew what to do. So that's the whole concept of being honest about where you are now. We see so much in our culture where that is just not the case. So we talk about things like the Challenger, when it exploded. Of course, we know God's sovereign, but there was a lot of controversy about did the people actually listen to the engineers and the people who said the O-ring was too cool. And so did we really understand the times? And we can give lots of examples of where people don't understand the times. So we're trying to teach the kids how important it is to be honest about where you are now. So that's the concept. And then the application in the course is they do an assessment of their current study habits as well as understanding their learning strength. And they get so excited about the part about their learning strength. They really get excited about both, but they really love the part about learning and figuring out their learning strength. So that's first. And then second is, where do you want to be? And that's so important in our lives. And we all know that. We just think of even biblical references to that, where there is no vision, the people perish. We need to have an idea of where we're going. And it's amazing the amount of research that's been done on that, in addition to the Bible telling us so. That when people have a vision for their future, their students have a lot more success when they have a vision for their future. So even the little bitty people, like first grade, you know, 6-7-year-olds, you can talk to them about where they want to be. So that's the second concept. And in that part, they actually write a mission statement for themselves. They write goals. And what we're talking about when we talk about goals are priorities. So what are the most important things in your life? When I'm teaching the class, I say there are four F's: faith, family, friends, and fortune. Faith is first, family is second, friends are third, fortune is last. So that you make your decisions in a day of what you're going to do based on what you say your priorities are. So they begin to think that way. We're trying to get them to become people who think like that. So the first one is, where am I now? Second, where do I want to be? The third is, how do I get there? And this is where we teach the basic study skills that you would expect. How to take notes, how to take tests, how to read for information, how to listen. We're trying to get this concept across to them in this part too, that the results come from the process. If we have a faulty process, we're going to have faulty results. But if we have a good process, we're going to have good results. If you just think about it in your own life, if you've ever taken a lesson on anything, piano, tennis, whatever it is, you have a teacher or a coach come in and say, these are the actual steps that you need to take. you're going to have better results than you just randomly trying different things. So then the students began to feel more confident in what they're doing because they have this process. It's almost like a checklist if I go through these things. So that's kind of it 101, as you requested. It's the basics of it.
Well, that is fantastic. I mean, you already covered a lot right there in terms of probably what brings students to Victus is, okay, I'm not realizing some success in my academic progress, whether I'm just not getting the scores I want, I'm not understanding the material. And then they realize, okay, I want to be somewhere else. Like you said, where am I now? Where do I want to go? And then it sounds like Victus is providing a big portion of that how. The study skills, I assume time management is even part of that, because I know a lot of kids struggle with just how to plan their work and then work their plan in terms of how to use their time well, how to use it wisely, how to be studying all the time, but how to make the most of it and optimize that when they're doing so. But then I really like your faith, your family, your friends, and fortune. That's a great sequence right there in terms of putting some proper priorities in life. So let's dive in a little deeper on a couple of these. So when it comes to setting a life mission statement and goals and priorities, I assume we're talking kids that are in high school age. Is that right? Or are we talking college age kids as well?
We can begin writing mission statements when they're little bitty people. As a matter of fact, you can have a first grader, and what is your mission in life? And they might say to be a fireman. You know, that might be what they would say. But it's amazing how many middle school students will, especially homeschool students who've been raised in Christian homes, we are actually so awed and encouraged by the things they write. They will say things like, to serve God and wherever He wants me to be. I mean, it just kind of makes you want to, particularly me as a grandparent, I'm just really touched deeply by those kinds of things. But they start young. And honestly, if you look at some of the research about when you ask kids, if you start asking them when they're little bitty, what are you here for? What is your purpose on this earth? It really gets them excited as much as any question you can ask them. And sometimes they'll say, well, I don't know. I don't know why I'm here. And you just give them some time to think about it. But yeah.
Right. I was going to say, I have to think that first time that anybody is seriously asking themselves that question, why am I here? What purpose has God given me? What is He calling me to do? That is an exciting moment in your life to actually start thinking through that and wondering and searching and pursuing God in the process. And then as you get older, that probably starts to develop for most people, and maybe you tweak it and fine tune it, and God provides some answers to give you direction as He guides your steps. And I think that's just beautiful in that this isn't just about getting good test scores or anything like that. This is about something that really points people towards a calling for God and a true life purpose that brings meaning and joy and blessing to other people as you go about life. So I think that alone, just the mission statements and setting goals and priorities for young kids, is a great place to start for parents with their kids, like you say, homeschool families, or in any other kind of school setting.
And Victus means way of life. That's the Latin word for way of life. And that's really what we're trying to do, just as you said. This is a way of life. So it's not just something you do when you're 6 or 60. It could be all the time in between and after.
So you did mention homeschool families are using this. What's that experience like? And specifically, is Victus for both homeschool families and traditional families? What are you seeing in terms of the different kinds of families and different educational settings and their use of the Victus study skills?
Homeschoolers far and above any other customer that we have. Homeschoolers love it. They have it. We have it in co-ops. We also have a lot of the hybrid schools, involved, where the kids are taught at home. Like my daughter is a homeschooler, plus she has kids in a hybrid school, so they're home part of the time and in school part of the time. But it's the homeschool group, they understand the values of it, because that's what so much of it is. It's not just the academics. There are values that are being instilled here. Like you said, is my faith really important to me? Well, if it is, then and you were mentioning earlier the time management, and we have a planner that we also have available so that the kids can go, well, if my faith is important to me, then I have to put that in my schedule so that I have time that I spend alone with God. So it's, you know, the Victus way of life. It's not just something to help them read better or take notes better. It's hopefully to change their lives.
Well, and that makes me think of something that we talk about on this podcast, and that is becoming a lifelong learner who loves to read, who loves to learn, and it doesn't end when you're 18 and you graduated high school, and it doesn't end if you don't go to college. If you go right into the workforce, you want to raise kids who love learning, who love pursuing God, discovering His creation, and learning all about Him, because that's going to bring the ultimate meaning in life, as you say. So tell us some ways that you've seen Victus applied in your own life. I mean, you've been doing this for a while. You've been helping lots of families and students, but how have you personally applied this for yourself?
Well, this all began, it actually began when I had a tutoring business back in the late 70s, and we found that there were no study skills programs. Kids didn't know how to study. So we came up with our own program. We taught that for years, and it was very much like your traditional study skills, note-taking, test-taking, all that. It was good. But then I had the wonderful opportunity God gave me to become a strategic planning consultant. And I actually was mentored by a strategic planning consultant and I had different businesses I was consulting with. And it was like one day God just said, you need to take both of those things and mesh them together, strategic planning and your study skills. So that's where this whole concept came from. Well, the person who had been sort of the mentor for me in the strategic planning, he said, you seem like you really like this. And I said, oh, I just love teaching strategic planning. It's just, I love it. He said, have you ever thought about developing a strategic plan for yourself? And I said, had never thought of that. So I did. I sat down and wrote out using the same steps that we actually teach the kids in the course now to write a strategic plan for myself. It totally changed my life because at that time I was on like 7 different boards. And it was like God's going, okay, so are you really living out your priorities? I was not. So I got off all those boards. I ended up closing my consulting business so that I could begin to live what I was teaching. And as a result of that, we ended up writing a little personal planning book, which is also available. We teach it at our church, teach it to different adult groups. And we find that the parents like it as much as the kids, if not more, because they understand the meaning of it.
That is a fantastic story. It makes me feel like you need to add a fifth F to your series of faith, family, friends, and fortune, and that's focus. Because it sounds like God took you through that process, and you said, to have this life plan and the things that God's really calling me to, I need to focus on a few things, which means I need to say no to some other things. And the result is Victus Study Skills, which...
That would be a good addition. My kids, my grown kids now, we tease a lot about that too. We say, and we also need to add, in addition to focus, your suggestion, we need to add also have food, fun, and football.
There you go. That's right. All work and no play makes Johnny a dull boy. So let's enjoy life to the fullest. And the best way to do that is, you know, to have an abundant life in Christ. But to, again, I really love the fact that you're taking young people through the steps of writing a life mission purpose statement and starting to think about that at a young age, because that can carry a person through life. And as you said, it doesn't have to only happen when you're young. You can adjust it or make sure you go through the process later on in life, and you may find out that you need to, that God's guiding you and redirecting your steps in ways that are different than the plans that we might have had for ourselves. So tell us about where people can find information about Victus. If they're interested in doing this, we have a homeschool audience that listens to this podcast, but where can they find information and what should they be looking for when they get there?
our website is studyskillsystem.org. Victus is not in it, but it's just studyskillsystem.org. But if you typed in Victus Study Skills on a search engine, it'll come up. And what you'll see is that we do have four different levels. So we have the primary level that's for the little people. And, you know, my ideal is to have them start when they're young. So if you've got little people, it's very simple to go through, but they love it and it's fun to go through. So we have the first level, which is for the primary. And then we have level two, which is for elementary, level three, which is middle school, level four, which is college and college bound. But you'll see all the materials on the website. And then we also have the personal planning book. We do have a PowerPoint that you can use. It comes with the teacher edition for the middle school and elementary. If you have a homeschool co-op, like a larger group, then you can use that, which we would really suggest. And there's also another option that some homeschool groups use. We have a DIY workbook, and we're trying to get more with it in the right technological thing here, but right now we have our DVDs. We're trying to make it so it can be live streamed, but we just aren't there yet. But it's a set of DVDs along with the DIY. So you, if you don't want to teach it, you can just sit there in the room and run the videos and do the DIY with the kids. And then there are all sorts of other things too. If you do end up, we have some groups that want it to last a year or a semester, because it's really just 5 hours of instruction. This is not a long class. The main part of it comes from reinforcing it. But we do have options, like if you want to make it last longer, we have what we call a 60-day PDF, and it just gives you additional things. We have all sorts of resources available, too. So, but that gives you the basics. But at our website are all the products. But you can email me anytime. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
And what is your email?
You can just email me direct at susan@studyskillsystem.org, or there's a blank thing on the website, you know, for a contact. But if you wanted to email me direct, it'd be fine. I'd love to hear from you and respond.
Fantastic. Well, folks, I hope you realize that we're giving you a gold mine here today in Victus Study Skills, where you're asking the questions, where am I now? Where do I want to be? But how do I get there? Victus is going to have some answers to you. And as Susan just shared, you go to their website, it's not going to be a super long process. You can pick the different ages for your kids and then take them on a journey looking at faith, family, friends, and fortune, getting some focus in your life and setting a life mission purpose, some goals and priorities, and then learning how to implement this so that it, as in Susan's words, it becomes a way of living, a way of life for you, where you become a lifelong learner, that's our language, and you enjoy and love learning and discovering and exploring all that God has created for all of us to enjoy in order to have an abundant life in Christ. So it's time to bring this conversation to a close. It's always hard when we have such a good conversation, but we gotta say thank you for listening. And thank you for watching. We hope you'll join us again next time. This is Let's Talk Homeschool, brought to you by Apologia Educational Ministries. I'm your host, Davis Carmen, and today our guest has been Susan Eisen with Victus Study Skills. Have a great day, and until next time, we're walking by faith and enjoying the homeschooling adventure of a lifetime.